Well, Bendigo Pride is on at the moment. Let's catch up with what's happening there. Ben McKellen is one of the committee members and also doing his own show as well, Trans Man's Planning, I think it is. Ben, good morning. Welcome.
That's right. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I had to look up what transplaining was, actually, or mansplaining was. So then the trans mansplaining starts to make sense now. So we'll talk.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll talk about that in a sec. But how's everything going so far?
Oh, it's really great. We had a terrific opening night, opening weekend party last Friday night at Babylon. Great turnout. Fantastic to see so many part of the LGBTIQ community out and enjoying themselves and being welcomed by a business locally. So yeah, it's gone off well, and there's still two more weeks of activity still to go.
You've got a busy schedule there, Ben. Could I just pull you up on that lettering? I have to read the news now and again. It's a long string of letters to get together. Can you come up with something else, do you reckon?
Yeah, look, we do call it sometimes alphabet soup, LGBTIQA+.
Yeah.
It's just important for everybody that's represented by those numbers, by those letters that we use them. So, yeah, I know it can be a mouthful. Rainbow families, another way to say it, queer community, but it's worth getting your tongue around, really.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give it a go properly next time.
So what are some of the things that we can look forward to?
Okay, so our own Bendigo's Arena Theatre are putting on an event called Heart VR. It's on at the moment at the Engine Room. It's a virtual reality experience, and it takes place inside a virtual beating human heart. So that's something that you can book tickets for. It was from yesterday through to the 17th. So it's for small numbers. All of these things are COVID safe, so people can be ensured that they're safe and well looked after. And that's a great one coming up. Pride Right Spoken Word, that's at the Golden Vine on Thursday night. If you're a bit of a poet, a rapper, a lyricist, and you'd like to head on down to the Golden Vine, we'll be putting on an event there of spoken word. See LGBTIQA+ performers, plus other people, and Sherry Parry, if you know her as a performer, local performer, she's fantastic, will be on. As I said, that's March 18th. My show is the 19th and the 20th of March at the Engine.
That's a long show.
Well.
Over 2 days.
Yeah, look, I do have a short break in between, just go across the road and have a drink, but... yeah, look, if you like a little bit of comedy, a little bit of drama, so I guess a bit of dramedy, come along to my show. It really just goes through a bit of what I experienced as a young person, realizing that I was transgender, started life as a female and then transitioned to Ben. And so I talk about that with some humor, bit of drama, bit of music, some videos, and it's quite an enjoyable and informative night.
It's such a big event over the 16 days. Is there trouble organising that sort of content?
Well, look, we as with lots of things last year, we had a big program set up for last year's Pride, and it was cancelled 5 days before. So in the end, about 3 or 4 months ago, we said, well, we're going to do it this year, and tried to bring as many performers and events back as we could last time. So we've got a terrific committee. John Richards is our director and has some wonderful ideas. And this is really our only second Pride Festival. So next year will be bigger and better, but there's certainly lots and lots to see, do be involved with. One thing that I do want to mention definitely is Kate McCartney and Sally Rugg in discussion. So Kate McCartney, of course, well known from The Catering Show, and her partner, Sally Rugg, who's a well-known, she's written for Adam Hills Tonight and things like that. That's her partner, I should say. Sally Rugg is an activist and former Get Up Creative campaign director. They'll be in discussion with each other, and that's on March the 27th at 12 p.m., so it'll be interesting to see them discuss what their own careers have been like as partners.
And I've bought my tickets for that one.
Oh, very
I've
good.
I've got my ticket for that one.
Terrific. Yeah. So, Ben, in closing, as we're just about out of time, but I also see for like old straight blokes like me and Steve, did I see you've got bingo on?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, on the 18th in the evening, we've got Bitches with Balls, a drag bingo at Piano Bar. There's a few events at the Piano Bar as well. So there's something for everybody. And one thing I want to make clear is while it's about queer pride, it's also about Bendigo's pride. You know, we're proud of being Bendigonians, and the city that we have hasn't always been inclusive, but it's got a lot better and, you know, welcoming for everybody. So there's an event for everybody, whether you're part of the community or you're just curious and you'd like to, you know, check out your balls at Drake Bingo. There's something absolutely for everything.
Well said. Hey, listen, we're proud to talk to you about it as well and support it too. So all the very best with it. And thanks very much for joining us this morning, Ben.
Thanks very much. Okay.
Bye-bye. Good on you. Cheers.